You know, so he just, it was a pince-nez that he just sort of had balanced there. And I said, Les, you're really trying to make a go with those. So I was like, yeah, they still work. And
but they okay, kind of don't.
Right, they kind of don't, right?
Don't at all.
So that it gets better because a couple of days later, I come in and he has them tied to his head with yarn.
Yeah, it was like, I thought it was a shoestring at first, but it
no,
was yarn.
It was thick. It was yeah. like, it was like, it was like the kind in nursery school with you glue yeah. to poster board, and it was royal blue. It was some sort of like decorative craft yarn that he had tied in giant knots oh, around man. Either side of the glasses, roped to his head. It was phenomenal.
Hey man, sometimes you back in those days, it wasn't like you could get glasses made quickly. Well, it's not like Zinni and Warby Parker. Mm-mm. Like they'll get your glasses to you in a couple of days. Back though, back
these,
then,
they're just magnifiers.
But
I don't think they were prescription.
Well, let's say that they were. My point is that he probably just couldn't get a new pair instantly enough that it would make sense. I'm gonna give Les the benefit of the doubt.
Fair enough.
On that, gentlemen, it's good to see you both.
Lawrence, pleasure.
I'm looking forward to today's show. I got Matt Forte coming on.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. I want to ask him, like, what would you do in this Matt Nagy
a
offense?
A billion yards.
Because I feel like it would be a billion yards. I feel like Matt Forte is the running back that they've been talking about.
Yeah.
And it's just 10
Kareem
years
Hunt's
too late.
The guy they've been talking about.
Well, yeah. But I mean, imagine if Matt Forte was in this draft. And maybe it is with David Montgomery. I don't know. I don't know if he has the same top line speed that Matt had. But if Matt Forte in the Matt Nagy offense, deadly. It would be deadly. So I'm going to talk to him about that and all sorts of stuff. That is Bernstein and McKnight. You can hear them every day, 9 a.m. until noon. You can also check them out on The Leftovers. The chugging contest has done very well. You can follow them on Twitter as well for all of their stories. Right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago, a radio.com sports station. Tony, let's go.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station.
Previously on The Lawrence Holmes Show.
You're looking at Pedro Strop as the problem. The Cubs are addressing that problem. They are addressing that. They have addressed that problem by bringing in Craig Kimbrell and then putting Strope in a position that is more fundamentally a fit. I don't want you to look at this one game sample when I'm giving you a 25 game sample of what the bigger problem with the Cubs is right now, and that's that they're not hitting. That's the bigger issue. You can be mad at the one game sample of Pedro Strope, but I think that it's a bad place to put your anger about last night's game.
Make me a bicycle clown!
And poof, look at that! Cubs offense lives! It popped back up. Welcome in, I'm Lawrence Holmes, here with you until 2 o'clock today. We have a very, very busy and entertaining show for you today. I ran across something last night on my drive home from Wrigley Field that I am almost certain that you are going to enjoy, because it left me laughing for 4 minutes in the car and had Panther looking at me like, what is wrong with you? That will be later on in the show, but I promise you it's going to be great. Top of the hour is being brought to you by Northwestern Football. Join Coach Fitz in the Big Ten West Division and Holiday Bowl champions at Ryan Field this fall when they host Ohio State, Iowa, and more. Season tickets are on sale now, nusports.com. And this hour is being brought to you by Mancari Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 95th Street out in Oak Lawn. As I was telling Dan and Connor, Matt Forte is scheduled to join us at 12:30 today, around 12:30, maybe a little bit earlier than 12:30. Also, 1 o'clock today, the NBA draft is tonight. Me and the crew are going to talk about the Bulls. So I got one of the guys is going to be part of our show in Tony Gill and Rick Damkamp, who knows his buckets like nobody else. So I'm going to talk with those guys. And then I'm going to do another segment with Cody Westerlin and break down the draft as someone who reports on the Bulls every day. So we have got you covered. And Bears training camp schedule is out. I'm going to discuss all of that stuff. But we start the show as we start all things with a rundown.
Run them down.
The Rundown.
This is your rundown for Thursday, June 20th, 2019. How about we just go right to what happened last night over on the north side, Cubs versus White Sox. It's almost a reverse where you have Kyle Schwarber ambushing and getting a home run, and then Leor Garcia decided that he was going to do some of that too.
One game short of 500 after a wonderful game of baseball in the city of Chicago last night. What's next? It's Leor Garcia greeting Lester with a long fly ball left. That is a great start here at Wrigley for the Sox.
It was a great start, and Leor Garcia is a player that I haven't liked because I felt like he hasn't always given 100%. He's been a lot better this year, and things started off fantastically for the White Sox, but that fantastic feeling didn't last. And you're sitting there thinking, they gave Lucas Giolito a one-run lead? You good to go. Well, then the bottom of the first inning happened, and Lucas was struggling finding his command, and Wilson Contreras made him pay for it.
A swing and a drive to left field and deep. Back to the wall. That ball is gone. A grand slam. A grand slam for Wilson Contreras. A hanging breaking ball. And Contreras hits a granny.
He did hit a granny. Wilson Contreras.
Is she okay?
Yeah, she's fine. She's totally fine. It was an accident, and I think she's going to be okay.
Told him about getting those nets, man.
Well, this one went over the wall, so I don't know if a net would even be in play in this regard. And Wilson hit that ball, actually hit into the basket, right? So no one even got hurt. That was completely wrong by Pat. How dare he? How dare he impugn Wilson Contreras like that? Wilson Contreras was out here with both L's yesterday because if the grand slam wasn't enough and it put the Cubs in a good position early on, he's like, I like what I'm seeing from Lucas Giolito.
Swinging a drive to left. He may have done it again. Home run. Wilson Contreras with a line drive home run to straightaway left. And the Cubs lead 5-1. Another ball that left the park in a hurry.
It did. I believe the exit velocity was like 112 on that one. For Wilson Contreras, here's the thing. The game was not out of reach. The White Sox started to push back a little bit, and it seemed as if they maybe had a chance at a rally when Tim Anderson hits a double. He's on second base with nobody out, and the big boys in the lineup coming up. And you're like, man, the White Sox may rally and make this a game. Tim ran them out of the inning.
Here comes the 1-1 delivery outside. Anderson trying to steal, throw to third, got him. Anderson is retired. A bullet from Contreras to Bryant to cut down Anderson trying to steal third.
Yeah, man, it was not great because that's a situation where you don't want to make that out at third base, even though it's John Lester and you're playing cat and mouse with him at second. And you're also running in quicksand because it was raining the entire time that game was going on.
It's like, dude, you're already in scoring position.
Yeah, exactly, Tony. You're already in scoring position with the leading RBI guy in the American League up to bat. It really made no sense at all.
Trust your guys.
Trust your guys. I know that you want to be the spark plug. I get that. But trust your guys because they were that portion of the lineup actually did okay last night. Let's hear from Joe Maddon, who talked a little bit about the importance of getting to Giolito early on.
Giolito has really reinvented himself. The arm stroke, the stuff that he's got, it's a different commodity than I saw last time. There's no question. So you need to throw that shot early, which we did, which was great.
Yeah, they did, and Wilson Contreras was the key behind that. It was an awakening, a reawakening for Lucas Giolito, who said that he hasn't struggled like that in a minute.
Yeah, I got hit hard. I mean, that's the hardest I've been hit in a long time. Just hanging some sliders, changeup, like I just said, was probably the worst it's been this year. Just it is what it is. You're not going to go out there and have a great outing every single time. I would have liked to control the damage better than I did tonight, but I got another one 5 days.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way. Look, those things are going to happen. If he's been pitching great, and I don't think that this takes him out of the running to be the starter for the American League in the All-Star game, but they got him. The Cubs went out there and got him. They were all sorts of ready for Wilson Contreras. The other thing inside the rundown today is that the NBA draft is tonight, and it's been interesting to see all the movement, especially some of the point guard movement that has gone on around the NBA. And with the Bulls looking at the number 7 pick, I am curious to see what they're going to do with it. If they feel like they can get a point guard at 7, or if they feel like they need to move up, and what assets are they willing to give away to move up a couple spots to ensure that they get a point guard, if in fact that is something that they are eyeing in the draft, unless they think that they can maybe find a point guard that is able to have the offense take the next step in free agency. Maybe. We shall see. So that is your rundown for Thursday, June 20th, 2019. I'm Lawrence, by the way. This is my show. Tony, Campy, you'll hear their voices throughout the show today. As a matter of fact, at 1 o'clock, I'm going to be talking exclusively with those guys about the NBA because they know their round ball. There was a couple of other baseball things that I wanted to go back to for a second, because if you heard in the intro to the show, our previously, we were talking a little bit about the offense of the Cubs and how the offense of the Cubs struggled. And there were people who were upset yesterday that Wilson Contreras wasn't in the lineup, that he should have been in the lineup because he's one of your better hitters. And Joe was trying to kind of, do a lefty lineup thing and all of that good stuff against Nova. But I think that it goes deeper than that, in that you're also trying to, after a West Coast trip, you want to try and get those legs, get him off his feet as much as you can. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about this because Theo Epstein was on The Score earlier today, and I thought that he actually summed up really well the importance of Contreras and why Joe needs to figure out ways to get him off of his feet, which means sometimes he's not going to be in the lineup.
You have to look at the big picture, and getting Wilson enough rest is never fun in the moment, but I think it's something that should pay dividends towards the end of the year. And he probably played too much last year, and making an effort to cut that back, especially when you've got a guy like Caratini swinging the bat well from the left side, and against Nova, who usually struggles against lefties, and Vic's done a great job working with Cole as well. So it was a decent matchup for him. Obviously, anytime you don't have Wilson's bat in the lineup, it hurts, but that's just one of those where you got to look at the big picture. And not usually one player, anytime you lose, you could say one player would have made a difference, but that's, you just got to look at the big picture. And team wide, we didn't have a great approach against Nova and paid the price of the other day.
So there it is, that you have to give him. He's a guy that catches a lot. He expends a lot of energy when he's behind the plate, and his offense is so important that you want to make sure that he is going to be available for you as much as possible. And I think down the stretch, that is something that they want to make sure that they do. I'm with them on this one. If this were a playoff series, you wouldn't see it done. If it was a game that you absolutely had to have, and I know we can have the conversation about how they should have had more urgency earlier in the season, but I do think that there's a balancing act that has to go on, and this is part of the balancing act. All right, we need to take a break. When we come back, there's another baseball thing that I want to get to before we talk with Matt Forte, and it has to do with the way that the Cubs are going to put together their start tonight. The start tonight is going to be a little bit old school, piggyback style. I'll explain next here on The Score.
Saturday morning on a special Inside the Clubhouse. It's a celebration of the Sandberg game 35 years later.
In a left center field and deep, this is a tie ball game.
Bruce Levine and Matt Spiegel will be joined by special guests, including Bob Costas, Willie McGee, and Rhino himself.
Oh! He gets it deep left center.
That's all during Inside the Clubhouse Saturday morning between 9 and 11 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's sports station.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. One of the best basketball coaches who never became a TV star retired on Tuesday. Bill Carmody took on the impossible job of replacing Pete Carril at Princeton and went 92-25 in 4 years, including two NCAA bids. He then took on a more challenging job, Northwestern, which was the Big Ten's doormat when he arrived. He built a solid program there, but could never quite make it to the NCAAs. The story of Carmody's 13 seasons at Northwestern was so close. And then he spent the last 4 years of his career at Holy Cross, winning the Patriot League tournament 3 years ago as a number 9 seed. That meant the Crusaders played 4 road games in the tournament and won them all. One of the great basketball feats ever. Carmody's overall record, 342-318, won't get him anywhere close to the Hall of Fame. But given the 3 schools where he coached, all recruit real students, his legacy is a remarkable one. I'm John Feinstein.
Dan Bernstein here from my friends at Aloha Restoration. Record rains and storms to start spring here, and every other person I talk to is dealing with a flooded basement. Some service companies just tear out the damage, and you have to hire another company to restore it. Aloha Restoration will take your flooded basement from ruined to restored. Speaking from personal experience, Aloha was with me from start to finish, restored my water damage, made my home look as good as new. Aloha is the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
Race fans, join Sycamore Speedway this Friday night for the Powder Puff, Soccer Stalker, and Compact Combat Racing. Saturday at Super Late Model, Street Stocks, Pure Stock Racing, and Badger Midgets. For more info and group outings, visit SycamoreSpeedway.com.
1-877-CARS for kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today. 1-877-CARS for kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, visit us online at carsforkids.com. Remember, that's Cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Also accepting boats, motorcycles, RVs, and real estate donations.
Knock some projects off your to-do list without having to do them yourself. Every day, over 8,000 homeowners turn to the Home Depot's Home Services to help install windows, heating and cooling systems, countertops, to kitchen remodels. Nearly any home improvement project. Visit homedepot.com/services and go from to-do to done with licensed local pros backed by the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. For license information, see homedepot.com/license numbers.
Get to Old Navy today. All tees, all shorts, and all dresses are on sale now for 50% off. That's right. Get 50% off all tees, 50% off all shorts, and 50% off all dresses. Get the styles you want most right now with shorts from just $12 for adults, $8 for kids. Tees start at just $7 for adults, $6 for kids. Don't miss out. Hurry into Old Navy and OldNavy.com. Valid 619 to 626. Excludes in-store clearance, active licensed, men's packaged flag styles.
Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. June is World Oceans Month. It's the perfect month to take part in a local beach cleanup. Check with your parks department to see about upcoming events. Also, consider adopting a beach to help keep that beach clean all year long. If you don't live near an ocean, river cleanups are also an option, as the water will eventually find its way to one of our oceans. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Thanks for
for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mullion Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Theo Epstein, the Cubs president. Let's start with Addison Russell. Did you think through where he would come back, when he came back? Obviously, those questions arose, and taking reps at second base or playing second base when I was there. Was the baseball secondary where he would come back, when he came back? Obviously, those questions arose, and Baez has been so good.
In terms of importance, the off-the-field stuff obviously comes first. You know, Joe's thinking evolved a little bit.